family, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today I have a dear good friend of mine, Star Hodge, here with me. This episode we're actually going to be focusing on like health, especially since the circumstances of 2020 really knocked you on your feet there. Knocked you on your butt, excuse me. So me and Star Hodge, we went to the same college, the Delaware State University. We were both in the drumline together, and you know, after college, just life comes at you fast. Life definitely does. So what's up, Tahaj? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right, you know. Taking in life as it is after college, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely a big step. So you know what? Let's actually talk about college. Let's talk about not really the college experience, but the graduation and the next day. Now for me, that like after graduate, you know, everybody's there, everybody's, and then the next day everyone's gone and you're just sitting there. Well, for me, I just sat there and was like, oh wait, what am I going to do for my life? I didn't have a job lined up. I didn't really have anything in particular going, except I did have like some internships later on, but that's a whole nother story. So how was it for you the next day after graduation?
Well, how it was, graduated, next day it was like, all right, you gotta move all your stuff out this dorm. You ain't living off financial aid house no more. You gotta find your own place.
Oof.
You know, like you said, I didn't have a job lined up either.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know what I want through my degree.
Mm. What was your degree?
Criminal justice.
So what did you intend to do with your degree when you were deciding to get it?
Well, with my degree, I was intending, like, you know, a lawyer, defense attorney. You know, we need a lot of lawyers out there. There's a lot of corrupt stuff happening out there. People need lawyers. People need somebody to fight for them.
True, true.
Every time I mention to someone I got a criminal justice degree, they always, oh, cop, no. No.
Like, there's other things.
There's other things you can do with a criminal justice degree. You know, law clerk, paralegal, lawyer.
Let the people know.
Science field.
Ooh.
Shoot, you can be a social worker.
With criminal justice?
Yeah.
Man, I had no idea. Honestly, I'm one of the people who are like, oh, you're criminal justice, you want to be a cop. That was always my thinking. You
it's
know?
A lot of things. Forensics.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even aware about most of this stuff. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of 2020. All right, that was a rough year, one, because COVID happened. And two, you had some pretty crappy situations with health, period.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So 2020, I don't know what happened. We graduated, basically I graduated at the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated, you know, I was doing fine, you know, living
life,
starting to get into it, looking for a job. And then boom, I just got sick out of nowhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In and out of the hospital at least two or three times a month.
Mm-hmm.
With stomach, like, not just there, intestines, inflammation of the intestines, you know, sometimes. I don't know, it was just kept getting inflammation. And it had me down the whole year. I lost a lot of weight.
Oof.
Like, I was on a lot of medication.
Mm-hmm.
The medication had me feeling like, where am I? Like, I was hot, off the drugs, as they would say. I didn't know what day it was some days.
Gosh, dang. So it sounds like it was definitely a bed rest. You're not doing anything. You're not able to make moves, really. You just had to stay there.
Yeah, in the beginning, you know, I was fighting through it. I was like, you know me, I don't like to be down. I like to make my money. I was still working. I was like, boom. Mm-hmm. Then I started, like, throwing up at work.
Ooh.
And, like, anything I eat, stuff I usually ate, I didn't like. I liked it, but it would come right back up. Nothing would stay down. Constantly throwing up. I go to the hospital. Yeah, it's inflammation. They don't know why it's inflammation. They used to put me on, I don't know if everybody know about prednisone, but it's like a steroid, some kind of steroid they use to help you eat. Usually they give it to people that have asthma. All
right.
And that prednisone was supposed to make it better. You know, it releases inflammation, but it make you eat more. But it's not good to take for so too long because it can do something to like your thyroid.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it was like I had pros and cons. Mm-hmm. But then it got to a point where I got too sick where the doctor, you know, took me out of work. He said, you know, you can't work no more. So then that's when life was like, wow, it's getting even worse because now I can't work. So I mean, my money stopped coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the medications even said, do not take and drive. So
yeah,
at that point,
that like stopped that.
Yeah. I couldn't get unemployment, no kind of income.
And this was also during, and like, when COVID was really starting to pick up too, right?
This is like beginning of COVID, yeah.
So people, doctors probably looked at you like, we don't know what's going on with him.
And you know, I had a couple of incidents with the hospital. Actually, I had one down here, you know, Bay Health.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, you know, a friend threw something for me for my birthday. I went down to Dover, you know, was in the room, and I just got sick and got like a real bad pain on the right side of my stomach. And you know, I tried to, you know, I always try to like push it off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a person to go to the hospital. If I feel like I can push it off, I will. But that one just wouldn't ease up. It was like it got worse and worse. So, you know, went to the hospital, they gave me an MRI. I was famous for getting them MRIs. It's a special MRI. You know, the MRI, they put you on an IV, they put dye through your arm, mm-hmm. make your body feel hot, but it lights up and it shows like, yeah, man, you got inflammation. So after that, you know, I basically, you know, was admitted to her room. I went up there. I was fine. Because when I went in, I told them like, yeah, bad stomach pains. They was like, oh, okay, yeah, you got a little bit of a... inflammation, you know, we're gonna check you in, you're gonna stay overnight. Overnight, I was sitting there, they gave me like an IV, and they're supposed to give you liquids and stuff. Mm-hmm. That next morning, I got up and I was burning up, like it felt like it was hot in there. For some reason, the hospital was always cool, but it was hot in there.
Oh man.
And the nurse took my temperature and it was like, you know, 102.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
You know it's cold in the hospital.
Yeah, but I wasn't cool. Oh, I don't think that room was cool. Bruh. I think the air conditioner was, either the air conditioner was broken in there,
or I was just sick. Hot. You were just sick.
Yeah, because when my stomach would act up, I'd get hot. Like, my body would get hot.
Yeah.
So, I already knew. Automatically, the nurse goes up to the hallway and gets the nurse. She's like, yeah, we have to unplug you from all these liquids because it could be COVID, blah, blah, blah. First of all, I had to argue with them. I was like, this is not COVID. This happens. I know my body is not no COVID. I don't have any. So, I don't have any COVID symptoms. Okay, I got a high fever. A lot of people get a high fever.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal. And it was hot in there. So they came in there with a COVID test and I told them I'm not taking it. Like, you're not sticking that little Q-tip up my nose to take a COVID test. So they basically told me, well, we got to treat you like you got COVID. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, if you got it, we can't give you any liquids because it make it worse. They even got the roommate I had. I usually didn't get roommates. The roommate I had, they moved him to a whole different room because they tried to say I was contagious.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know what I told them? I said, I'm signing out. Let me leave.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, you can't do that. That's dangerous and that blah, blah, blah. You're going that. I was like, I don't care about anything you're talking about. I'm signing out. I'm letting me leave. I'm leaving. So, I had to argue back with the doctor. The doctor was like, that was dangerous. This is dangerous. You could die, blah, blah. I know how my body is. I'm leaving. I don't care what you're talking about. So, I signed out. I left. And I went home and healed myself, like I said. But the fact that... you know, in these hospitals, when you get sick, they try to make it more than what it is. Like, how are you going to tell me that I have COVID? I don't have COVID.
Yeah, they sometimes take it to that worst case scenario. Definitely since COVID at that moment was really big. Yeah.
So they thought everything was COVID, and that's why I didn't like going to the hospital, because they always thought something was COVID.
Yep. So you said you went home and you healed yourself.
Yeah, because basically when it happened to me, like, it happened before.
Okay.
And the doctor just says, you know, when that happens, I have to take what's called a liquid diet, meaning no solid foods like yogurt, applesauce, mm-hmm. water, Gatorade, to keep myself hydrated. Do that for like a couple of days so the, you know, the colon or intestines could heal and inflammation lessens and it opens up. And then as time goes on, you know,
start having solids.
Start small solids, mashed potatoes, small things, and build back up.
Mm-hmm. So you're also the main person that I know that uses like, I call them the African soaps, or
the herbal stuff,
the herbal drinks. Mm-hmm. Always having like some knowledge that I'm like, oh snap, man, what you got there? And it's like, so tell us how you got into that. Like, did it come from when you were down and out last year, or is this like something that you always were like a healthy?
Well, I always been healthy, and I always was into her, so I wasn't really deep into it. Because, you know, when you're younger, you know, your parents show you that stuff. But, you know, a lot of us don't really, if it's not of our, concentration, like, we don't really, it's not something we really want to read. We're not going to be focused on it. But, you're right, as I got sick, at that time, I started reading up more on health
mm-hmm.
while I was sick. So I started reading, you know, I believe in, like, what's the word? Osteopathic.
That sounds more like some doctor. Are you more like the doctor?
Doctor of osteopathic medicine. They're basically natural remedy doctors.
Yeah.
Like they heal the body as a whole.
Okay.
And you know, I always believed that even before this happened, you know, I never believed in like medication. I believe, you know, the body can heal itself, which is very true. The body is a natural healer. It might not move as fast as if they give you medication that, like a steroid that moves it faster.
Right.
But at the end of the day, your body's going to naturally heal. If you naturally do it, it may take longer than if they give you some type of medication that would speed up the process.
But you're still healing.
Yes.
So let me ask you then. So now you're out the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You focus more on like healing and health and, you know, just getting better. And how do you feel so someone who not even is to the extreme of having to bed rest in the hospital, mm-hmm. but like their own daily lives? How do you feel that people should watch their health? And like, is even watching health important? Or can you just, in your 20s, just go out and drink and be like, cool?
Watching your health is very important, especially in your 20s, because that's, you know, people getting buck wild. But you also got to limit being buck wild, because the simple fact that, you know, if you don't limit it, you won't make it more years if your health ain't right.
You ain't seeing
that. You're not seeing more years. So I feel as though the younger you know more about your health,
mm-hmm.
the longer you live. I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Sebi, you know, the guy.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about earlier.
That's who I, you know, started watching and learning stuff. You know, he's alkaline diet, you know, not eating meats and stuff. I haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
But a lot of meats is bad for us that people don't know. A lot of stuff we take into.
Now, is it the meat or is it the stuff we're putting in this meat?
It's the chemicals that get into the meat.
All right, because I like me some chicken, man. Like, I ain't going to try.
Yeah, it's like they put, like, these harmful chemicals in us. You got to think about it. A lot of this food has a lot of hormones in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like not a lot of girls or guys develop that's younger than us are developing faster because of the hormones they are putting in our food.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I just feel as though you change your diet, you'll see a better side of you.
Cleaner skin. And,
yeah, clearer, you know, skin, more energy. Better.
Yeah. What's it called? There was some study they did where it's like back in the 1600s, 1700s, people were shorter, like a lot shorter than what we are today. Like a 6 foot person mm-hmm. back then was like a giant. Well, today a 6 foot person is like kind of like average, definitely for the male side,
mm-hmm.
and that's because of like the hormones in our meats and yeah. the hormones that we're putting inside of like them and injecting them and. No, you injected this into the meat. You're now going to consume. And there was also, I forget who said it, where you're eating something that's dead. Eat stuff that's alive. What's your take on that? Should we stop eating meat, or should we only eat like vegetables and vegan foods?
Well, to be honest, you know, it's hard to say give up meat, but I think you'd be healthier giving it up.
Would you give up meat?
I'm working on it, actually. Yeah. That's why I'm more of, I eat halal food.
So tell me about halal food, because not everybody is that familiar with it.
All right, halal food is basically blessed food. You know, it's blessed food and it's better for you. Basically, the difference in regular food and halal food is, you know, with halal food, they kill the animal.
Okay.
But when they kill the animal, they don't frighten the animal.
What does that mean?
Okay. So, you know, when nowadays when they kill animals, like the meat we eat, mm-hmm. the animals are scared because they see it coming, you know, they screech, they yell and stuff.
Yeah, this machine.
That sends different chemicals through their body, like adrenaline when we get hyped up. Mm-hmm. It's sending different stuff through our body. With halal food, they kill the animal, but they do it in a peaceful manner. They don't do it in a manner where the animal is frightened.
That brings a lot of questions for me. Like, where are they getting their meat from? Because they still serve meat.
Yes, but certain meats. That's why they don't eat pork. Muslims don't eat pork.
Okay.
Pork is basically, it's high in sodium, that's for one.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs are not clean. Pigs eat their own feces.
I mean, when you hungry, you hungry.
Yeah, that's true. But to eat your own feces, you're just putting more toxins in your body that you're already crapping out, and then you're going to eat it again.
That's pretty disgusting.
It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, a lot of people stick to turkey.
Okay. What about cows, though? I mean, I've heard that beef, there was this one video that still deserves me today. They had, like, a steak, and the steak was still, like, pumping.
Bleeding?
No, it was, like, bubbling and pumping. Like, I was like, this can't. Yeah, it was still alive. I was like, this is disgusting. Like, I can't unsee this now.
I've never seen that. But you don't know. That's why, like I said, a halal food is more of lamb, turkey. There's more halal food. I don't really eat all of it, but I definitely eat the chicken and the lamb. Lamb is definitely good.
Yeah, I tell you some lamb too.
People hear lamb and like lamb.
Yeah,
I was like that at first too. But there's this place I go to down, you know, in Dover. Very good lamb over rice. Got the little sauce and your red peppers and stuff.
It's kind of
very
kinda
good. A $10 platter, you get a rectangular thing.
Man, what time of cooks? You know, you might go there tomorrow or something.
Oh, he's open until I think 10 o'clock every day. I got it.
Yeah, hold on. We'll talk offline on that one, man. So let me get this right. So you're saying, like, even when you're young, because actually a lot of the listeners are in their 20s as well, that to drink enjoy it, but like get a checkup, like check in with yourself, like so
know
that.
How much to drink and party and stuff, like limit it. Like I know people who want to do it every weekend, every single day, and they take in so much, but they don't know that they're also damaging organs in their body, especially your liver with all that drinking.
For me, I would definitely learn my lesson with drinking is, like, if you're going to drink a lot, make sure you're eating well, and make sure you're hydrating your body with just water prior to, like, a week, that whole week, because drinking heavy that Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, waking up in the bathtubs and stuff. So, there was actually something else I wanted to mention on. There's always eating, that's always something, and a healthy living lifestyle. So, like, when it comes to working out, like, for myself, COVID, I was like, man, it's COVID. That's a good enough reason not to work out. So, how do you stay motivated and, like, still work out and, like, fit that in your daily routine?
Basically, I got the stuff where you live and you put in your house. Since a lot of stuff was closed, you know. Calisthenics do work.
Okay.
Calisthenics, you know, push-ups is always a go-to, sit-ups, jumping jacks for cardio. You got your squats.
Okay.
Lunges. There's another,
But when you, like, is it just now a routine for you? Because, like, for me, it's that conscious thing of, like, all right, I know I gotta knock out these push-ups. Let me go ahead. And it's like this drag of it. It's like, oh, I don't want to do it. So is it like that for you and you just push it through, or is it like you want to do it?
It depends on the day. Sometimes, some days you're sluggish, some days you might have energy. But I know once I get down there and start doing it, then now I'm motivated.
You good.
I'm good.
You in that zone.
But the point is getting motivated to get to that point to just do it.
Yep.
And that's what a lot of people don't have, is that push to do it themselves. They feel like, oh, I need a trainer. Oh, I need to. No, it start with you.
It always did.
It always starts with you. So if you're not ready to take that one step on your own, why waste a trainer's time or go somewhere else?
I mean, all you waste the trainer's time because they going to get paid. They ain't paid regardless.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's fair. My last question for you then is also dealing with like the healthy living and healthy environment, you know, stuff like that. It actually deals with environment. Like, how do you keep, incense, is that what it is? The little things that you know you use.
Yeah, incense.
Yeah. Like, do you believe, because I know some people, they get like their something and like.
Sage
and like cleanse the house and.
I have sage. I don't know too much about it. I heard it's supposed to clean your house of energy and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also heard that it could bring spirits to the house.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Meaning, like, if you sage the house and don't pray over it, you can actually awaken spirits or bring spirits to you. But if you sage the house and pray over it, you know, it'll work. So, I gotta do a little bit more research
on it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. For sure.
That's why I stopped using it. I never used it here. I was going to use it, but then when I found out about that.
You like, hold on, let me do a little bit
more. I'll be here, I don't want this, something be making noise and I'm losing my mind.
You hear knocks at the door and you open up the door, you like.
Nobody's there. Yeah, no.
Pack everything up, be like, all right, yep, time to go. Yeah. All right, yeah, appreciate you, man. So anything you have you want to say to the listeners out there?
Well, basically what I'm going to say is, you know, motivation starts with you. Health is wealth. Mm. It definitely is.
Mm. Get some poetry up in here with that.
Health is wealth. If you want to, like they say, if you want to live a long life, you got to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us these days, that's why we high in like diabetes, obesity, and everything. A lot of us, you know, here's what we can change. Here's a few examples. So a lot of us like Netflix.
I love me some Netflix.
How about instead of Netflix and so long, you know, get up, read a book, or exercise.
I can make a bargain with that.
Yeah.
Every episode, I'll do 10 push-ups.
That works.
Okay.
You know, try to replace some of the lazy stuff with motivation stuff. Stuff that make us go further. Some of us be so busy we don't have time for gym. The gym is you. You can do the gym in your house.
Yeah, it's like gym's anywhere.
Calisthenics, that's what I said. Push-ups, sit-ups, you know.
Mm-hmm. In the office, hey.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Drop.
Give us 10. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah,
so that's what I mean by health. Health is wealth. If you want to be healthy, it all starts with you. You just gotta have that motive, that drive to move forward.
Definitely. And when it comes to like health and wealth, I know I said that was like the last thing I was going to talk about, but someone mentioned like when you're sick, the only thing you think about is getting healthy. It's no longer about, oh, how am I going to make this money or this, that, the other. It's your whole focus. Your whole, like, my everything is now determined on how I just want to be healthy again. Would you agree to that?
Well, when I was sick and I was losing all this weight and stuff, I was starting to be like, my main goal was, I got to get my weight back. I got to get back stronger than before, better. I wasn't thinking about, oh, I got to get back to this. Well, I was thinking about, yeah, I got to get back to working. I got to get back to the money. Yeah. But more importantly, I was thinking about my figure, like how I was looking. I'm like, I got to get my weight back. I got to start eating better. I got to start doing something to make me gain my weight back, but in a healthier manner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can always eat junk food and just get fat.
As I, like, rub my double chin. Okay, excuse me. But thanks, man. Definitely appreciate you being on here. Anyway, you want people to reach out to you? Instagram, any Twitter, any handles you want to put out there?
Of course, you know, I got an Instagram, you know, the_talented_1. If you want me to spell that out, it is THEE_talented. TALENTED _1.
Not spelling it out. The number one, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the Hodge. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. And we will see you guys next week with a different guest. Peace.